Let's get the business news now from Adam.
Thanks, Audrey. 6,185 complaints were made to the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman last year. Banking still the most complained about sector, though complaints about insurance products saw a significant increase, up 26% year on year. Liam Sloyne is Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman. He joins us in studio now. Liam, banking accounted for more than half of complaints you received. The number that was down year on year. Are banks getting better at working through the kinds of issues that that customers have?
Thanks, Adam. I think what we've seen in our complaints is we had a very large increase in the number of complaints in 2023, and the total number now has been maintained in 2024. But that doesn't reflect the same situation for everybody. What we've actually had is that some providers have been very successful in significantly reducing the number of complaints coming into us, whereas other providers, we continue to see a large increase. So what we'd like providers to do is, those that haven't been successful in reducing the number of complaints, is to look at other providers in the sector, see what they've done, see what's been successful in terms of learning from their experiences, learning from their complaints, implementing changes and improving things for customers.
Disputed transactions, one of the recurring themes to come up. Tell us about Joanne.
Yeah, so Joanne was living in a nursing home. Her son had died and she was the sole beneficiary of his account. There were some unauthorised transactions in Joanne's son's account, and Joanne raised this matter with the bank over a series of months, and it wasn't addressed. The transactions were over €100,000. So Joanne brought a complaint to the FSPO, to the Financial Services Pensions Ombudsman, and when we contacted the bank, the matter was resolved very quickly. The full amount was returned to Joanne, and the bank made a payment of €2,000. And I suppose that's the type of example where it would appear from the outside that that could have been addressed sooner. Mm. That Joanne raised this matter with the bank directly, that could have been addressed, and there should have been no need for our services there. But we're
And it also points toward maybe a fraud and scam related issues maybe becoming a bigger part of your workload as well.
That is the case. That continues to grow year on year, and I think what's important in that space to note as well is that fraud is a matter for the guards and for law enforcement rather than for ourselves. What we look at is the conduct of the provider around the time that a customer considers their experience in fraud. So there's an example there as well of David in the overview, where David had made some investments which he quickly considered were fraudulent, and he contacted his provider. Initially, I suppose he wasn't getting anywhere with that. He then contacted the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman. It went through mediation, still wasn't resolved. It went to our investigation, our formal investigation. At this point, we asked the bank questions about how they dealt with the situation once David informed them mm-hmm. of the fraud, and they acknowledged that there were failings on their part at that point. And again, they recompensed David the full amount.
And again, it seems to be things that could have been resolved earlier on. And we see that as insurance-related complaints, so 26% is the case of John and Mary with a relatively simple problem that the company just didn't get grips with.
So John and Mary is a very interesting one, I think, because they were liable for a 15% of their claim, and that was to be withdrawn from their account by direct debit. But before the direct debit was drawn, they got a letter from the bank saying that they owed money, and if they didn't pay it, their health insurance would be cancelled. And that was very serious for John and Mary, because at the time Mary was very ill and their health insurance was very important to them, so it caused a lot of stress. They contacted the health insurer, who I suppose the matter wasn't addressed again. It had to come to the Financial Services Pensions Ombudsman. Once we contacted the health insurer, the matter was addressed, and their communications for everybody were changed. So there are a couple of things there in that John and Mary, I suppose, helped us all with that those communications will no longer go out. And it just shows how providers can learn from the complaints that they receive, and maybe just it should happen a bit quicker sometimes rather than requiring ourselves.
Hopefully they'll have a read over the report and maybe learn a few lessons for this year. Liam Sloyne, Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman, thank you very much for that.